practice of the week, Coach?
Not bad. I thought the tempo was pretty good. We got a lot done. We got a lot of 2-minute work done. Worked our punt again today. I'm happy with the punts. Our long snappers are coming along. Our operation time's getting better. I think we're ahead of where we were a year ago. Overall, it was a pretty good practice.
Who's handling that? Who's handling the snap?
Long snapping's been Mangieri and McGinnis, and they're both doing well. And holding, it's been mainly Maher, Kamen, those two guys.
Well, can you talk about how critical this week is? 9 practices in just 6 days. What this week is like?
Well, we got a lot of work to do. It's a big week for us. We got to make a big jump this week and keep working to get better. Obviously we have a lot of work to do, and our kids understand that. Continue what we started today, we'll be all right.
When you talk about a big jump, Coach, do you mean in terms of consistency in assignments, in particulars on D-line, O-backfield? What are you talking about in particular?
Yeah, and when I talk about getting better, it's about execution, consistency, and doing what we're asking them to do time after time, I'm seeing some progress, but at the same time, we're not near where we want to be. We have high standards, and we're not there yet.
Where are you seeing the progress at?
What do you mean?
Like, what aspect of the game are you seeing progress in? Position, plays, what?
I'm just seeing it here and there. I'm seeing it from specific guys, certain guys. But, then you have a breakdown, or you have somebody, it has to be every single guy. This is a team game. This is the ultimate team game, and you have to have everybody executing every play, and you can't have people breaking down, and that's happening too often, that's part of the deal. That's what we're working on to get done. So we have 11 guys executing every snap, also a big thing this week is to figure out, who's going to be playing for us. The competition is fierce right now, and we're looking at a lot of different guys. But after this week, we're going to have to start zeroing in on who's winning jobs and where people are. And, this week, personnel-wise, we're trying to find out specifically, who fits in where, try to fit the whole puzzle together. And there's a lot to be done.
You guys got Ricky Henry and Dennard back today, and Drew Young was back out there. How those guys look in their first practice back?
Okay, Dennard and Henry are coming off of hamstrings, and we limited them, but they got some work in there, and Drew Young, he's getting back out there, kind of getting going again. So, we need everybody out there practicing. That's the key.
Because Mike Smith wasn't practicing early. What's that?
He's fine. He had some treatment yesterday. He had some things done where we had to give him. We're going to give him all day really off, and he'll be back after the morning.
Who did Lingenfelter replace on the 105 for you guys? I saw you guys brought him up.
Coffee.
Yeah.
What's he down with?
Coffee has. What did he have? He has an MCL, so he's going to be about. Not nothing big. It's not anything long term, but it's probably going to be like 2 to 3 weeks.
Anything in particular, Bo, you'd say about the tight ends right now and what you're getting out of that position?
We have good tight end. We have a lot of depth there. We have a lot of talent there, and I'm real happy with our tight end position right now. And we have great competition because we have a lot of guys that can play. And then yeah, Drew Young back into the mix when he's back. And it's a solid, explosive, very talented group of guys.
After reviewing the film of the scrimmage from Saturday, any thoughts about how that scrimmage looked?
Just what I thought. It was sloppy. There were some good things and bad things. And, late in the week, it was a kind of scrimmage late in the day after a practice. It was a long day, and I think it showed. It just showed me where we were as a football team, and that means we're not ready to play winning football yet. And, that's why we're proud here giving them 9 practices this week.
Any closer now to naming a starting quarterback, coach, with Zach Lee, or is that still going to?
Well, name them when they walk out there on the field for the first game. That's when our starters get named down here.
Derek Meyer, do anything to separate himself at all, or do anything nice when Ricky was not there at that right guard spot, or what did you see from Derek?
Derek's doing a good job. You know, he's moved around. He showed he can play multiple positions. He's having a good camp.
Everybody? Thanks, Scott.